Podcasting from Pohnpei, the garden island of the Federated States of Micronesia. Well, Micronesia, actually. This is the Micronesia Podcast. My name is Patrick Pedras. Thanks for joining me today. This is a podcast, if you're joining me first of all, about Micronesia. We just share information, talk about news, updates, and stuff that inspires us, makes us proud to be from Micronesia, even makes us want to throw up. So, thanks for joining me, and let's get into it. Okay, so it's been a couple days, maybe a week or so, 2 weeks since my last episode. Apologize for that. I've been down and out, kind of sick, under the weather, on top of the weather. Anyways, today we're going to talk about a couple things, two main things. Number one, just found out that the revote, there was actually, so if you are following FSM elections, everyone has pretty much come in except for the Pohnpei at large seat. So David Panuelo had defeated the president, and now it looks like it was a close election for the vice president over in Kasai, Yosowa George, and his opponent, Mr. Aaron Palik, had petitioned for a recount, a revote, actually, or yeah, for discrepancies, errors. Anyways, National Election Commissioner Mr. Tony Otto granted a revote just for one special polling place here in Pohnpei. And we find out today that Mr. or Vice President, the Honorable Vice President Yosowa George, acting as, of course, candidate for the four-year at-large seat in Kasai, has challenged the decision by Mr. Tony Otto. I have with me my trusted sidekick here from the Micronesia News broadcast, Mr. June. What do you think about that?
So yes, concerning the revote, it's been out there for what, a couple days now? No, just recently. Revote? Yeah. But we just like my host said, we just found out that VP George wants to challenge that decision that was made by the FSM National Election Office. And as far as I know, that's what I know so far.
Yeah, that's, you know, I don't know, I don't vote in Kasai, you know. But of course, anytime those four-year at-large seats go up, and we are always looking, because one of those four at-large seats in Congress is going to be our president, right? So, with President Christian, currently, he lost his seat for the next coming, 4 years. And looks like, there's this revote. Possibly, Vice President George could at least lose the seat. Again, that's another change. But I have heard, I've read some stuff on social media and on the internet about folks saying that, what his challenger doing is un-Micronesian. Because he's challenging this, but hey, it's in the law, it's in FSM code, he has the right to do that. And I think as well, Vice President George, or candidate George in this case, has also the right to challenge that. I'm not familiar with the laws and the code, so I can't really speak to it, but I think if you really want to get it right, you should use all avenues. What do you think? But here's the thing, though. The difference between both votes for candidate George, candidate Palik, was 10 votes. In Pohnpei, how much was it?
Was it 60-some? 50 to 60-some for Pohnpei State, the Pohnpei four-year election. But, the one in Kasai was just a mere difference of 10 votes.
Definitely 10 votes, man. I think you should really. And the reason why they're allowing it just in Pohnpei, because they say that there are about 20 people that were not able to vote. And so they say, I think the logic behind that was the election commissioner, he says, hey, if those 20 people had been able to vote, it could have overturned it. It could have come out differently.
Yes. If you were following the FSM elections, during the March 5th time, there was a lot of stories going around that people weren't allowed to vote when they went to the voting office. Oh yeah, so a lot of people were saying they couldn't vote. They went to the voting office in here in the different four states of the FSM. Even abroad, people were saying that they went to vote. They were going there, but they weren't allowed to vote for some odd reason. I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't have their voting cards. I'm not sure.
Yeah, either way, look, I think it's good that we exercise the law, the code, whatever the hell it is, and figure out who's the winner. 10 votes, man, that's pretty close. And if, you know, well, not if, but election commissioner said that, yes, 20 people were not able to vote. So definitely that's going to, that could be a game changer, you know. And curious to see how this pans out. We'll keep you guys informed. Continue on. Okay, so the second thing we want to talk about is that viral video. I don't know if you watch the Micronesian News Broadcast, but if you don't, go ahead and check it out. Facebook, Micronesian News Broadcast, or YouTube. Just search it, Micronesian News Broadcast. They shared a video that was recorded at the Pohnpei State Hospital about a confrontation interaction between a nurse and a patient. And if you haven't seen that, you can check out Micronesian News Broadcast, our last broadcast. We put it up there. And basically, there was a lot of, you know, a nasty exchange between the nurse and the patient. And of course, not that it matters, but the video that came out, I think it was on, what was it called, that, what was it called, that place, the page?
So the video, from what most of us saw on social media, it came from the Facebook page Micronesian Blog Talk and More.
Yeah, I don't know if they put up the video, but it said, what is it called? Micronesian patient versus Filipino nurse. Which, you know, I mean, yeah, that's a fact. I don't think they were, you know, going against each other. I think that's just somebody caught a video, you know, a heated exchange between two people in a very high-stress environment, a hospital, especially that was at the emergency room. And, of course, there was a lot of bad words thrown back and forth. You know, the nurse was acting not too professional. And I have to say that as somebody who worked in the healthcare field for many, many years, I was very, very keen on providing good customer service, being professional, being polite, courteous, in spite of what the patient says. And that's just something that was hard, you know, drilled into me. And so when I see stuff like this and I see healthcare providers, you know, saying the F word, you know, and just disrespecting patients, no matter what the reason, I just kind of get upset about it. But like I said, that's just a clip out of, you know, there was, obviously there was more to that interaction that day, but somebody just caught that clip and put those nice little labels on. What do you think about that?
So I saw, we at the broadcast, Micronesian News Broadcast, we shared the video. We shared the video. I think it was our third story. And I originally saw it on the Micronesian Blog Talk and More. And it was entitled Micronesian Patient versus Filipino Nurse. So when you look at the title of it, it's very like clickbaitish, because it has that that title and it has the like the laughing emoji. So it's very provocative. Click on it just to watch it, because people love drama. The clip was only, what, 1 minute? Yeah. And if you saw it when it first came out, a lot of people were very outraged. A lot of local people were very outraged. Some of them wanted to just beat the guy up. I think one guy wanted to kill him or something.
Brave words from behind a computer. Anyways, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I initially said that, you know, we should fire the guy, because that was just from my own, you know, conditioning in the past. you know, when somebody did that, wherever I worked in a clinic or out in an aid station somewhere, and if somebody did that to patients, and this is in the military, mind you, so even if people were, you know, young Marines or sailors, and they talked to us that way, we just did not, you know, respond in kind. We were very always professional. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about the rest of the guys in the service, but as for myself and the people that I associated with, we made sure that we were very, very, very professional. And so I admit, when I saw that, I was kind of, you know, upset. But, you know, when you think about it, like I said, it's just a 1 minute clip out of, you know, what probably ended up to be a very successful visit to the hospital, I would imagine. And, you know, there's one thing that did come out, and the guy did come out, and he came out, and he said some stuff. You know, he basically apologized, which I think is a great thing, a big thing to do. And, you know, he's been serving people of Pompeii for many, many years. And I think you have it up right now. Can you just read a couple excerpts from that post that he made?
So, besides all the drama part, because he talks about that here, and it says, I quote, "And then a few minutes after, she came back to me from dental, and she politely asked me, 'Can you please check me?' And I said yes. Then I started to do the vital signs for her, fixed her book, and was seen by an ER doctor with medicines prescribed, and went home well treated. We met at the hallway before she left, and everything is fine. For those of you who post the video, you are responsible for this, because we're good at the end. Finally, I served Micronesians for 11 years and 7 months now. I do love my profession. That's why I reached 27 years of serving people as a nurse. But I am also a human that deserves respect, to be well treated and appreciated. Again, my sincere apology to you all."
Bravo, bravo. I think that takes, especially when you're, hey, I don't know if anybody has had a video of their worst moments, you know, gone viral on social media. But I would imagine that it doesn't feel too well. And for somebody to come back like that and apologize on a public, you know, publicly on social media like that, I think that's good. You know, and I think that, I think it's good. I don't know, man. I just think that when people realize that they made mistakes and they admit it, they take responsibility. Of course, he's not taking responsibility of the video, because those guys, you know, are the ones that put it up. But he did say he's sorry, and I, you know, hey, I know the guy personally. He's actually treated me and my family members. So I just say good for him, good for Pompeii State, good for Pompeians. It's good that we have a system where, and I hope that he wasn't, you know, I hope that the administration was somehow involved in this, hospital administration, that they were somehow able to encourage him to do this, or say that it's okay, or that he should apologize. But if not, and if he came out by himself, hey, good on him. Anything to say?
Yeah, so when I first saw it, I noticed, like I said, like we just mentioned, it was only a 1 minute clip. And if you ever pay attention to anything that goes viral, especially dramatic scenes like this, you cannot just base everything on that 1 minute clip, because there could have been a situation that happened beforehand and then something happened afterwards. And we found out that afterwards they made up, they were fine, it was all okay, and the lady got seen and whatnot. So I think next time, before we see any viral material, we should just wait until everything comes out before we start judging.
Amen. If you're a Christian, you believe that God will judge you in the end, so why would you jump the gun and judge others right now? Anyways, that's it, man. We're going to just sign up for now, and we'll come back later with some more news information, talk about stuff that's great for us, bad for us, however, whatever. This is the Micronesian Podcast. My name is Patrick Pedras, and
June from the Micronesian News Broadcast.
We see you later. Okay, thanks for joining me once again on the Micronesian Podcast. We enjoy sharing this news information up. If you don't know where Micronesia is, go ahead and use Google. You'll figure it out. And for those who are from Micronesia out there, hey, folks, we were dedicated to just sharing this information with you to let you know what's going on. This podcast medium is amazing, and I want to give a shout out to my friend in Australia. Neil, what's up, man? All right, we'll see you on the next episode.